Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. You knew that. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the Comedy Mix in Vancouver, Canada. That's the Vancouver it is. On Saturday, November 17th, Two Oceans 12, at 4:20-ish. A few minutes after 4:20. That's how I like to do it. You know how I roll. Since last I spoke and you listened, I recorded episode 10 of Dining with Doug and Karen with guest Allison Rosen and Chef Savon, and it's available for your ear area enjoyment now on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Now it's time for Not For Emetophobes. I can confirm that not only is the comedy starring Tim Heidecker not a comedy, it is also Not For Emetophobes. The title character, that's what I call him, he's the comedy, in the comedy. The title character gets drunk and hurls off the side of a boat. This has been Not For Emetophobes. San Diego, California. I'm doing stand-up at the American Comedy Company on Wednesday, November 21st with Brian Death Squad Red Band, and I'm taping Doug Loves Movies again. The next road taping is in New York City on Monday, November 26th at the Gramercy Theater. One of the best guests from one of the last few New York episodes has pledged to return, schedule permitting, so it should be good fun. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That, Audience Edition. Yeah, let's do an audience edition. Kyle, there's a guy in the front row with a Kyle name tag on. What's your, what's one of your favorite movies?
Back to the Future.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. And you're Jonathan? Yeah, and it says, hey everybody, my name is Jonathan and I love movies. What, are you trying to steal my gig? Because I'm kind of sleepy today. If you don't mind jumping up, I would love it to just watch Jonathan do the whole show. Yeah, I've got it all written down. Except for what's about to happen. This is the real tightrope. Or catwalk, or I don't know what you call it. What's one of your favorite movies, Jonathan?
Ed Wood.
Ooh. Whoa. This is a toughie. This is very tough because I have to say you guys both nailed it in terms of Back to the Future is probably one of my favorite Robert Zemeckis joints. And he doesn't call him that. And Ed Wood is most certainly top two or three Tim Burton movies. It's one of the few that has some sort of story happening in it. So. Oh shit, iconic performances from Johnny Depp and Michael J. Fox. Crispin Glover, is he in Ed Wood? He should be. He should be. You know Sarah Jessica Parker is. Wow, this might be the toughest one that I've ever had to make this kind of decision. This is the Sophie's Choice. I've watched this, not that. But since everybody here has seen Back to the Future a million times, and a lot of people here haven't seen Ed Wood once, or if they have, they should see it a second time, I'm going to say, watch Ed Wood, not Back to the Future. As much as it pains me to say the sentence, don't watch Back to the Future. Who can say that out loud without, like, throwing up or passing out or something? Austin, Texas, I'm coming back to do Douglas Movies at 4:20 on Friday, December 7th, and a Benson movie interruption of a Christmas classic on December 6th at 7 o'clock, both at the Alamo Draft House, Ritz, drafthouse.com for tickets and more info. Who doesn't love more info? Let's look at the prize bag, you guys. We've got some great prizes for you. We've got a pumpkin, because it's that time of the season. It's that time of year. That's got a fun face drawn on it. And then the signature of the person who did it on the back. And then we've got a t-shirt from a very popular podcast and another t-shirt from a popular comedian. Now, this isn't a Doug Diggs it. This was just one of the guests thought it'd be funny to bring the DVD of Showgirls. Yeah. And I brought from direct from Austin, Texas, a Tito's Handmade Vodka hat and a copy of my CD, Smug Life. And since it's rainy outside, also in the bag is an emergency poncho. So, especially if you have an elaborate name tag that you don't want to get wet when you leave, that poncho might come in handy. So please give a big warm welcome to my guests. I've written it down even. Big Irish J. Hollingsworth, Dave Shumka, and Harlan Williams.
Doug Benson.
That's right. Everyone is pretty aware that I'm here. But I appreciate the recap, buddy.
But are they aware that you're my daughter?
No, I was going to reveal that a little later in the show, because it's such a fun, exciting piece of information.
You are the father.
What's that?
All right.
That's Big Irish J. The dude's so huge, he has two nicknames, everybody. Big Irish J. Hollingsworth drove up from Seattle.
Yes.
Where you preside over Parlor Live. You run that place with an iron fist.
Yeah.
Great comedy club.
And the one-inch punch.
Yeah, we've done the one-inch punch there. I don't recommend it. I mean, you've never one-inch punched me, and that's how I'm going to keep it.
Right.
Unless you sneak one in when I'm least expecting it. And you have a podcast, right?
Yes.
We all have podcasts. Yeah. Who doesn't have a podcast these days?
Yes, the Hollings Worthless Podcast.
That's a fun play on your last name.
That's why I do this.
I'd call it the Long Hollingsworth. I mean, if I had to think of something just now, that's what I would call it. Well, thank you for being here, buddy, and for driving up. Was it hard to get across the border?
No, I was worried about it, but no, it was easy. Easy peasy.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not a big weekend to drive up here, I guess.
No.
Because I've sat in some long-ass lines at the driving across the border.
Yeah, it was just 5 minutes.
Bam.
Boom.
Good luck getting back home.
Yeah.
Dave Shulka is here, everybody. From the very popular and from this region, Stop Podcasting Yourself.
That's right. Hello.
Yeah.
Pleasure to be here.
What's your partner on that show, Graham Clark? What's he up to today?
He's actually working in a video store.
Nice.
He sort of took a job at a video store without, like, he's a little bit ashamed of it. He's like, yeah. He's like, he acting like he's doing it for charity. Like, yeah. Like, but he's the charity case. Like, like, it's his Make-A-Wish. I get to pick movies.
I wish I could get paid a lot more to work in a video store. Yeah. That's his wish. And, you guys talk about just all manner of things.
We do.
On the show. It's
we
just...
talk about whatevsies.
Yeah.
And we have a segment called Overheards. That's our big thing where people just send in the things that they overheard on.
Oh, okay.
Street.
Like, I see that in Twitter sometimes. Someone will write OH,
yeah,
and then something somebody says. No, I know. I didn't think you invented letters. But I bring it up because I don't know why. I don't know where I was going with that line of questioning, but because he works in a video store, I'm sure, and your guests are often comedians and entertainers, so I'm sure movies come up from time to time.
Oh yeah, and people like sitting around before a movie, people just talk. And you just overhear people like in the audience when you're sitting around or between trailers. People love talking. Like my favorite was it was like 10 years ago. Jason X, the one in space. It was just playing that song, Let the Bodies Hit the Floor. Let the bodies hit the floor, let the bodies hit the floor.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to owe some money to ASCAP. Because you said so many of the lyrics.
Yeah. And then right when the trailer ended, we overheard someone say, it's an awesome soundtrack.
Somebody's a good song picker. I remember one dumb joke I was running for when I aiming towards when I brought up the OH thing.
Okay.
Is on Twitter, I used to, when people write OH and then something, I like, this is a great soundtrack, I used to think it was what people, it's just all digs on Ohio. OH. If you have something to say about Ohio, just put OH before it. Well, thank you, Dave, for being...
So does that mean when you say okay, you think it means Oklahoma?
Yes, doesn't it? Like, I'll meet you in a few minutes, and then the person texts back, okay, and I'm like, oh, shit, I gotta go all the way to Oklahoma? It might be more than a few minutes. And that's Harlan Williams, everybody. Yeah. Hey, responsible for this beauty. The pumpkin that he put a delightful... You just drew it on there. Like, why cut into it? Why not just draw it right on there, a face?
Yeah, it's a lot easier. It's not as messy. And I'm sponsored by Staples, so...
The trick with drawing on a pumpkin is you have to wait until you're at a party and it falls asleep. Like when it gets wasted, then you take out the Sharpie and go to town.
Exactly.
Fucking drunken pumpkin. Oh, and I like the way Harlan, the D has got your face in it.
Yeah.
Or not your face, but a face.
Yeah.
And then what's this nastiness on this
That's
side?
That's pumpkin of diarrhea. Too many Halloween candies.
It's a nasty pumpkin.
Yeah.
And we have from Dave, we have a Stop Podcasting Yourself t-shirt.
That's right.
And from Jay, we have a shirt that I wear sometimes. And I still don't understand
the joke?
What it means.
You want me to say it real quick?
Like, sure.
What? Oh, God. Basically, well, girl
it
in
says
South...
South Boston Recycling and then son of a...
And then
bottle them.
Right, Boston, bottle them.
Bottle them.
A girl in Southie. I saw a girl in Southie.
What's Southie?
South Boston.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Yeah,
referred to that.
It's by Oklahoma. Okay. But a girl in South Boston. This guy was being rude to her. This huge dude. So from the back of the bar, one of these guys in Southie just goes, "Bottle him!" And we were all like, "What the fuck?" And next thing I know, the fucking chick looks, grabs a beer bottle, and fucking hits this guy in the head with a bottle. So I was like, wow, Southie has a really aggressive recycling program. So that's the joke.
And all of that is on a shirt.
Boom!
That anyone who, the person who wins it's gonna have to explain all of that.
My website's on there too. You can just say, just go to the website. The joke's on there.
Yeah, I used to have a shirt. You know, I had a joke in my act about how we couldn't afford Famous Amos cookies when I was younger, so we had to eat Heinous Anus cookies. And we had a shirt that looked like the Famous Amos cover, you know, the front of the package, but it said Heinous Anus.
Right.
And it sold okay, but I'd imagine a lot of people that bought it are like, oh, I gotta explain this joke. And I have the word anus on my chest also. That's a lose. So Harlan, you're up here, you're from Canada.
Yeah.
But you're here now shooting a TV show?
Yeah, sitcom called Package Deal. And
it's about a guy with a big unit.
Yeah. Exactly.
If it fits, it ships.
Yeah. That's it. You guessed it. You nailed it. Yeah.
And when and where can we see that?
I think it's going to be out in the fall. In Canada, it'll be City TV.
Woo!
And everywhere.
Woo! City!
City TV everywhere. You can watch it on the back of your grandmother's head if you want. Everywhere. And then the States, I don't know. I think they might be doing it with ABC, but I'm not sure yet.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so... Nice. Having a good time.
So you're up here for a little while.
Yeah.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That was good timing that you were here.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. It's an honor. Thank you.
You have been in some, like, serious classic motion pictures. Dumb and Dumber, there's something about Mary, Half-Baked. Do you have a favorite of all the films you've been in? Like,
Rocket Man,
of course.
Rocket Man's one of my favorite. Yeah.
That guy thinks he's being funny, but...
Well, that was a good one.
That was like you were like the new Don Knotts in that movie. That was like a Don Knotts vehicle.
More like Temple Grandin.
A space vehicle.
Yeah.
Is that a shirt from the Temple Grandin collection?
Yeah, this is the Temple Grandin shirt. Actually, yeah, it smells like horse.
It smells like horse?
Yeah.
Horse.
They're the same thing.
They really are when you get down to it. Yeah. But I personally, since you haven't answered the question yet, I'm going to answer it for
sorry.
You. No, that's okay. We're so polite here. Even on my show, like, this is going to be probably the least disruptive panel in the history of the show.
Fuck that. Sorry to interrupt.
As long as you don't bottle me, I'm happy. Nobody bothered
okay.
me. But every time I'm flipping around TV and it's on cable, I watch in its entirety Employee of the Month.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking love watching that movie. I don't know why.
Probably because Andy Dick's in it. He's Andy.
Well, you
Dick.
Are as well. Yeah. And some other really, really funny people. Dax Shepard.
Dax
Shepard's hilarious
Jessica
in it.
Jessica Simpson, hilarious.
And she's got crazy big ears in it.
Yeah.
You know what that means, right?
Yeah, retarded.
Wasn't the offensive thing I was going for at all. I was going to say big vagina, big ears, big vagina. Haven't you heard that? Like, if you put your ear to any of the three, you hear the ocean.
I was with a girl once and I put my ear to her vagina and I could hear the Caspian Sea. Is that weird?
What kind of noise does the sea make? You gotta have waves for some noise. That's a lonely fisherman. It's not the sea itself making that noise. That's crazy. But do you have a favorite of the films you've worked on?
God, I loved...
That's such a fun insane detour that there's something out Mary takes where suddenly Ben Stiller's just riding around with a serial killer.
Yeah.
And that, and that's you.
That was a lot. Yeah, that was, that was a hell of a lot of fun. There's a funny story, if you want me to mention.
Sure.
It. When we were shooting that scene, it was the middle of the night, and we're down in Florida, and we're sitting in the car, and they took the front windshield out for a couple of the takes, and Peter Farrelly was sitting right on the hood of the car while me and Ben were doing the scene. And it was, it was a pretty intense scene because it was constant. I mean, when you see the movie, you see all the cuts, but it was a running scene. There were no breaks in it, so we had a lot of stuff to remember and deal with. And Peter Farrelly's like sitting on the hood while we're driving for miles, getting all these lines out and doing the scene. And in the middle of this intense scene, he's farting. Like real farts. He's trying to break us while we're acting. We're like, what is wrong with you, dude? And we just, for the record, we did not break, and we made it through, and it was pretty fun. So, little fart story there.
I seem to remember wondering why your eyes were watering up during that scene. That's pretty amazing that he has that kind of control. And he can just like, because I've never been able to fart for laughs or to prank somebody in my entire life.
I did it once. I was doing a show once and I was eating it. I was just bombing. I was on stage doing an hour show and I was like 40 minutes into it and I was eating it so bad and I could feel a fart welling up inside. And I said, okay, I'm not getting any laughs at all. I just put the microphone right here. I let it rip, and from then on, I had a great show. That's a true story.
So, yeah, sometimes it takes brilliance to turn an audience
or
around.
Or just cauliflower. But I think some of my favorites were maybe Sorority Boys was a lot of fun, and Superstar. I got to work with Will Ferrell and Molly Shannon.
Yeah, they're
Superstar,
great. Yeah.
And just a blast. Will was hilarious. He's such a, you know, Will's sense of humor. And when you're doing a movie, you get these big trailers that you go to in between takes, and They're set up with microwave ovens and fridges and beds and everything. And we're on lunch one day, and Will's like, hey, you want to come over to my trailer? And I'm like, what's going on? He goes, oh, I have a nice 12-pound turkey basting in the microwave.
That's awesome.
Did he really have it?
No, it was a baby.
Turns
delicious,
out it was just
by the
a
way.
Baby.
Delicious. Put the stuffing in it. Delicious.
Have you? Let's just go down the line. We'll start with Big Irish J. Have you been to a Big Irish movie lately?
Not an Irish one, but unless Denzel Washington's Black Irish. I went and saw Flight.
Oh, don't you have to fly sometimes?
Yes.
Isn't that a bummer, that movie?
Yeah.
I mean, are every time you get on a plane now, I hope this guy's not drunk.
That's why I get drunk before I get on, then I just don't really worry
about it. Yeah. But did you like the movie?
Yeah, it was all right. I saw that and then also the new Bond flick. I like the Bond one better.
Yeah.
Skyfall.
Yeah. But they could interchangeable the titles.
Yeah.
As it turns out. Yeah. I'm sure there's some assholes who are watching the wrong movie as we speak. I don't know, what's that? Skyflight or something? And what'd you think? Too much dench? Do you agree with me? Too much dench?
No, I liked it.
Can't get enough dench.
Yeah.
All right, well, you're
not right.
Yeah.
That sounds like a vaginal disease. Oh, Christ, I got the dench again. You laugh like you've had it.
Just trying to, you know, play along and move along. It's a it's not funny.
Is that Mediterranean I sniff coffee?
All right, Dave, I'm going to skip. I'm going to go to Dave now.
Okay.
Even though I already know Harlan saw Skyfall also.
How do you know?
We were talking backstage.
Guys, we can talk about Skyfall all you want. I haven't seen it, though. But
oh, okay. Can I sum it up for you? Could you please sum up Skyfall not having seen it?
All right. The new Bond is blonde. He's brooding a bit. A lady dies. Not Lady Di. And then Denzel Washington drops out of the sky.
They should do that in the next James Bond. Have a flashback to show the time that he couldn't help Lady Di.
Yeah.
Like he wasn't there for her. Like there could be scenes of him being her guy, her personal. Like he watches over. One night he gets drunk and
he listens to the Elton John song over and over. Goodbye, England's Rose. Let the bodies hit the floor.
I was gonna guess that the Elton John song you were talking about was Crocodile Rock. Was my first guess.
Remember when Princess Di was killed by those crocodiles?
That rocked. But so have you been to the cinema?
The last movie I saw was on Netflix. It was a movie called This Is England, and it's all about how terrible England is. Everyone in that country is a skinhead.
All of them?
Yeah. The whole economy runs on Doc Martens.
But they do have a good healthcare system.
Yeah. From all the shit kicking.
So how did you happen upon This Is England? Because it sounds like a different movie than you'd initially expect.
It's got no one you've heard of except that one guy from Boardwalk Empire who plays Al Capone.
So it's not a documentary?
No. It's a scripted feature. It's a talkie. I found out just like movie nerds were like, hey, you got to check out this movie. It's if you hate England, you got to check out this movie.
What would This Is Canada be like?
Oh, man.
Is there sequel potential?
Oh, it would be a lot of flannel. A lot of apologizing.
It's also This Is Seattle. Yeah.
Okay, Harlan. Skyfall, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I dug it, man. The two of my favorite scenes. The scene where he first meets the villain. Bond is tied to a chair, mm-hmm. and the villain comes and starts like touching him.
Yeah, just a bunch of weird,
really
strange contact.
Really cool. But what was cool about it is a lot of times these days they kind of rush scenes in movies, and mm-hmm. this one they just rolled the camera and let the guy just take his time. And what should have been like a 30-second scene took about 8 minutes. It was great. And
I think that sums up every scene in the movie.
Yeah.
It's been about 7 minutes longer than it needed to take.
Yeah.
But sometimes very much in a fun way.
Yeah, some
like,
are worth it.
The chase scene at the beginning, I think it's like 20 minutes goes by. And then
like
when
that.
The credits start, you go, oh, that's right. They still have to do these fancy credits that they do at the beginning of every James Bond movie. But they used to be great because it was naked girls flying around.
Yeah,
and now it's just Daniel Craig with a deck of cards.
Yeah.
Those ears of his when he's in silhouette, I thought it was Barack Obama. was there another scene that you liked, or did you?
There's another scene where he's in a bar, like an Asian bar, where he's talking with the bad guy's girlfriend. And I thought she was just going to be like a Bond girl or was all eye candy and stuff, but she turned out to be a really amazing actress. She had an incredible, like, there's about a 5 minute scene where they're just sitting there talking and she's smoking and just the acting she did. She did this one little thing with her eye where she has these beautiful eyes and one of them kind of started like drooping, like a Chernobyl eye or something. But it's just subtle. If you see the movie, just watch for that, like, Temple Grandin eye. And it's great. It's great, man.
So this guy's on a real Temple Grandin count.
Love it. Yeah, do you watch Homeland?
No, I don't. I watch Homeboy.
Okay.
No.
And any other movies you've been to lately besides?
I went to see Silent Hill 3D.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Why?
Because I like guys like with metal triangles on their heads and giant butcher knives. That's why. I don't know. I like some of the visual stuff. Like some of the. I like imagery, and there's some nightmarish imagery with people with their faces stitched shut, and you know they look like, you know, calamari monsters and stuff.
Have you seen the Human Centipede films?
Yeah, I saw the first one.
Yeah,
I actually liked it. I thought I wouldn't, and I actually thought it was.
Why haven't you gone back for a second helping? Why haven't you gone back for more of that shit?
Because I saw the trailer for the second one, and it looked like a totally different movie. It looked like
a different filmmakers or
it
something.
It looked like totally different. Yeah, it didn't have the same ass to mouth vibe that I had. You know what I've always wanted to do to a centipede? This is just me. You know they have like 100 legs?
Sure.
And crawl around everywhere. I'd love to catch one and pluck every leg but its back too, just to see it have to stand up to walk.
I don't think it could. But it's still worth checking out. Still worth giving it a shot.
Okay, I will.
And do you have a favorite James Bond movie? Is it Skyfall or one of the other 22?
Believe it or not, it's not the best Bond movie, but I think I'd have to say The Man with the Golden Gun, because I saw it when I was a 13-year-old boy when I was going to boarding school. And the headmaster had a movie night for all the boys, and he let us go into the little town, Silent Hill. No, it was weird. We had a movie night, and they let us go into this little town to the movie theater and watch The Man with the Golden Gun, and I was just like mesmerized by it because I didn't know how movies worked, and so it just blew my mind. So it was a fond memory of me getting out of boarding school for 2 hours. So it was good.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing movie, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's got some, the bad guy, Scaramanga, has a third nipple.
Is that what that is?
That must have been very, very eye-opening for you as a young man, that there's people out there with three nipples.
I just thought maybe his parents shook him as a baby and his anus shifted.
That's one explanation for it. And Hervé Villechaize.
Well, it's Villechaize. And it's Harvey, by the way, not Hervé.
Harvey Villechaize plays Knick-Knack. Yeah. Who is Scaramanga's sidekick.
Which is weird, because if you ever want to get rid of him, you just take him to a garage sale.
Well, I'm going to, I think it's safe to do spoilers from James Bond movies from the 70s.
Yeah.
At the very end of the movie, the final shot of the movie, he's like in some sort of net high up on the mast of the boat while James Bond's fucking the girl. And he's up there like, let me down, and then the credits start to roll. I was kind of sad that he didn't show up in another James Bond movie, because he didn't die.
Yeah, I know.
Unless he died up there on the mast.
That would have been funny if he fell off and landed on them while they're having sexual intercourse. Imagine that. You're like, it'd be like the shuttle on the back of a jumbo jet. Just a little Mexican midget on your back. He was Mexican, wasn't he?
Yes, I
know he was a midget.
I believe it. You know how Villechaize is pronounced, but you're wondering if he's Mexican.
A buddy of mine, it's the best tattoo I've ever seen. My buddy has a tattoo of tattoo.
He really does?
He does. He has a tattoo, which I thought was the best tattoo in the world.
Did he get that before or after that poor gentleman committed suicide?
Is that how he died? He killed himself?
I think so.
How? Like,
or somebody left him out on top of a boat.
How did he do it?
I think he killed himself.
How? I mean, if you're a midget, you got a lot of places you could jump off.
Sure. I think all it took was a shoestring and a doorknob.
He stood on a box of Kleenex and jumped. Too many options, man.
Yeah, everything was just a reminder to him that he could kill himself pretty easily if he wanted to. Oh, I'll get in this refrigerator or this oven. Which do I prefer? Hot or cold?
He could be doing like doggy style and fall off and kill himself.
That might have been what happened.
Yeah.
Dave, do you have a favorite James Bond flick?
I feel like I've missed a lot of the early ones, and they seem so bad and old. Like, I don't like any of the Sean Connery ones or Roger Moore. And Timothy Dalton never seemed like very... Mm-mm. He just seemed like a...
It sounds like these movies are not for you. If you're discounting Connery and Moore... I mean, what Daniel Craig is doing with it is okay. I don't hate it, but it's just like, it's different.
Is this new one better or worse than the first two?
It's better than Quantum of Solace, and probably better than... It's probably the best of the three Daniel Craig ones.
Did young James Bond, and by young James Bond, I mean 50-year-old Sean Connery, did he do any parkour?
No, but there is a scene where he's wishing it would be invented. Because it would be a good way to get away from people or catch them.
Yeah.
Because that's what's funny about James Bond is I went with somebody who'd never seen any James Bond movie, not any part of any of them. And so I tried to explain before the movie what was going to happen. And I said, well, you know, you just have to take it on faith that James Bond is the good guy, even though sometimes he'll be chasing a person and sometimes someone will be chasing him. So you always just have to just keep your eye on James Bond and root for that person. It seemed to work out pretty good.
It's always like a battle of really handsome versus deformed. Like either a guy with a third nipple or diamonds stuck in his face.
Yeah, that's how you get into the bad guy business, is you've got some fucked up shit going on. You're like tiny and you could die if you have doggy style sex with somebody. So, yeah. Do you have a favorite one, Jay?
I like the Connery ones, but I can't think. They're all like blended together now. All the different ones I've seen, but Connery was my favorite as far as the Bond.
Yeah. It starts off a little slow with Dr. No and from Russia with Love, but then Goldfinger's really fun because he's got Oddjob with the hat that kills people. Wouldn't that be great if you just had a hat that you just threw it at somebody across the street and then they're dead?
You know what would have been great if Laurel and Hardy could have done that?
Yeah. They could have killed each other. Could have been the most hilarious murder-suicide in the history of the early talkies. But yeah, I like I like Goldfinger a lot, and it's a lot of people attack it. But I think when Sean Connery came back and did Diamonds Are Forever, I think that's one that was right in my wheelhouse when I was young. Like as far as like it had everything that I would want in a movie, and mostly two girls in bathing suits trying to kill James Bond through gymnastics and drowning. And their names are Bambi and Thumper. So that's pretty sweet that happened. And I'm getting like, I'm like thinking I need to have some more of my glaucoma medication, because there is a light here that is just flickering. Like, it's almost like saying, could you guys wrap this up? It looks like it's the comedy club signal to end the show, but it's just like a light that just needs to be, like we need Fonzie to punch it. And then it'll be fixed. Hey! So does anybody hunger for games?
Yeah.
Let's play some ever-loving games.
Yeah. do
What's the name of your podcast, Harlan? The Harlan Highway?
The Harlan Highway, yeah.
How often do you do that?
I do it twice a week, Mondays and Thursdays.
You're like a podcasting pioneer. I mean, yours has been around for a while, right?
Yeah, I think about 3-4 years now.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
And it's what happens on it?
It's me just talking, doing stories and stuff, but I have a lot of, like, a library of, like, imaginary characters that I do all the voices for and stuff. So I got, like, a whole gallery of, like, ridiculous characters that I do that I mingle in with my commentary on the during the show.
I gotta listen to this. What's it called again? Harlan Highway.
All right,
let me write that down.
Yeah.
Because that sounds really fun. So you don't have any guests or anything?
I do have guests from time to time. It's rare. I probably only had over the course of the duration of my show, I probably only had about maybe 15 guests. But I like it, but part of it's I don't have time because I'm moving around a lot, so I just kind of have to create my own guests. Yeah.
I like it. I'm gonna do that with this show. I'm just gonna play the games with some characters I made up.
Okay.
And I'll do all the voices.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just pull from already existing characters. I'll have Bane from the latest James Bond.
Try the veal scallopini, Batman. Sure, steal one of my characters. Thanks.
I didn't know he was a character from your thing.
He's not.
Okay, good.
He's yours. He's all yours.
All right, thank you. Because he could be like, I can name that movie. In two names and then you'll die.
I think you just challenged me to a Bane-off, Tom.
You'll be dead before you get to the second name.
Two McBains.
Well, let's play a little ABCD's Nuts. It's one of my favorites. This is a game where we spell out a word with movie titles, and we'll start with, since Big Irish J is our one returning competitor, we'll start with him, and then we'll go to Dave. And today we're going to spell out Vancouver, because I'm pretty sure that's where I am right now. The state of Vancouver. And, we'll start with you, bottle service. The letter, of course, is V.
Van Wilder.
Name any movie that begins
victory
with the letter V. Now, are we sure that's not National Lampoon's Van Wilder?
Victory, then. Pele.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, I know it.
Victoire.
Michael Caine.
Yes. Victoire.
Do you do Michael Caine? Do you do a Michael Caine impression?
Yeah.
I bet you could.
I do him as Michael Bane. Try the scallops with cream sauce, Batman. That's him. Well, if you're going to laugh, I'm not going to do it again.
I'm sorry we're laughing at you.
I'm
so sensitive.
Very rude.
Okay, and I forgot to mention, Harlan, if you guys, I've written down a movie for each letter, and if anybody matches the movie that I wrote down, then you're the automatic winner. And I did not say victory or Van Wilder. I said very bad things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry I let you down.
All right, that's okay.
Nice.
That's okay. I tried to do Canadian movies, but I couldn't think of a Canadian movie.
Well, there aren't any.
Begins with the letter V. There are none?
They haven't shot any movies here yet.
Okay. If you say so.
Yeah, they will.
Dave, the letter A.
I'm going to pick a local movie, a movie called Are We There Yet?
Ice Cube is from around here? Him and his family? Ice Cube and his family live and commute? His family. What's this plot of that movie? Do you remember?
He bought some kids.
It's a trafficking movie.
Yeah.
And the poor kids that are being trafficked are in the back seat. Are we there yet?
I haven't seen it, but I hear that. I think they actually come to Vancouver in it. Like, they go from Portland to Vancouver. They're like hipsters. Ice Cube has got a little cravat.
I'm sure they're black. They probably looked around Portland and said, this isn't for us.
Yeah. Let's go to
Vancouver, where there might be a few more than there are in Portland.
Wait, a few more what?
A few more black people.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
That guy is Irish.
Right? We got some black people here today, right? Yeah, thought so.
They're all in Portland.
All right, but are we there yet? Does qualify as an A movie? I picked a Canadian film called Away From Her.
Bummer.
Yeah, it wasn't a fun movie. Alzheimer's movie. You get the letter N, Harlan. Just name any movie. It doesn't have to be Canadian. Any movie that begins with the letter N.
Wow.
Yeah. You have 3 seconds.
That's it?
Yeah. It hasn't started yet, but...
Okay.
I'm giving you a little grace period.
Okay. And you're going to guess it?
No, if you guess... If you say the same movie I have written down, then you win. But if you just need to get a movie to stay in the game.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
This is always a tough one because it's a nightmare on Elm Street.
I know, but I say it's silent.
All right, I'm going to give it to him. I wrote, speaking of Sean Connery, Never Say Never Again.
Nice. Really nice. Yeah. Nice, really, really nice. Borderline.
You're
sexual.
The first person that's ever been impressed by that aspect of the game.
I'm blown away.
I usually
right now.
Get
I'm
made
blown
fun of.
The fuck away.
I'm gonna move up here while you're here.
Yep.
Letter C. Big Irish J.
Caligula.
Ooh.
You got it? Boom. We got it, right?
I'm pretty sure it's the Caligula. So no one gets confused with those other Caligulas that were also very sexually active. I went with Canadian bacon.
With all the Canadian movies.
That's kind of the theme that's going on here today.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's fun.
Nice.
Oh, Dave.
Another Canadian movie. Oh, Brother, Are We There Yet?
Call to that movie.
Oh,
there
brother,
really was.
Are We Done Yet?
No, yeah. Was it Are We Done Yet?
Are We Done Yet, yeah. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou there, Doug?
Oh, okay. I picked another Canadian movie, or at least filmed here. I don't know if it took place here, but Owning Mahoney with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, nobody
Owning
saw
Mahoney.
That.
Okay, now we're back to you. So now you get the letter U.
U.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh,
3 seconds.
3 seconds.
One,
okay.
Two.
Urging Nelly Furtado. It's in production.
I will accept that. I will accept.
It's being shot right now.
I said Underworld. Oh, yeah, not really. Not Canadian, I don't think, but I couldn't think of it. Does anybody here know a Canadian movie begins with the letter U? I couldn't find any. Okay. That's what I like about you guys. V.
Vacation.
Okay, also National Lampoon's Vacation.
Son of a bitch.
It's like you have a gift for that.
Very Bad Things.
I come over there. And...
If you give him the letter N and he doesn't say National Lampoon or something, is he disqualified?
Yeah, somebody else said you had the chance to see a National Lampoon's movie. I picked a Vampire Suck. Again, I don't think it was shot in Canada, but this next one was. Spoiler.
Shot here?
What?
I want to guess what you got.
The letter E.
E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
And his adventures on Earth.
And his adventures in National Lampoon's Van Wilder.
I went with Exotica.
Ah.
Yeah, Etam Egoyan. And then one more. R.
Okay. This might be a Canadian one, actually. Rabbit or rabies? There's an old. Have you heard of that one?
What's it called?
I wish there was a movie called Rabid or Rabies.
Is it Rabies?
They cover all of their bases.
It's called Rabies. Was that a Cronenberg?
Rabid. Yeah. It's just called Rabid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rabid. That's
Cronenberg and Canadian.
Oh, someone make me some French toast. Did you have that?
No, I wrote down Roadkill.
Wow.
It's another Canadian film.
Well, lots of animals that get rabies get demented and run into the street and do become roadkill, so I think we both win.
Pound it. All right, but I'm going to call Dave the winner of that round.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Yeah.
Nice.
Especially because you don't really win anything.
Yeah.
Doesn't really mean anything. But we're going to play some Build a Title.
Can I ask one question before we...
Please.
I don't want to interrupt the flow, but we've been up here, what, about half an hour, 40 minutes, and there's a guy in the front row with a picture of a woman licking three penises. And nobody said anything yet. And as the host, why the hell haven't you said anything yet?
Because first of all, that's the gentleman's name tag.
Okay.
And secondly, I didn't notice the penises until you mentioned it.
What do you think, she was licking three popsicles?
I just never really looked too closely at it. And now I can't stop looking at it. Because that lady is, she looks like she might be enjoying it.
Well, at first I thought it was a scene from Tremors when the worms were babies.
Bunch of baby worms trying to get into her mouth.
Yeah. And I think that actually might be Kevin Bacon licking them. Well, he starred in it. Don't get mad at me.
It kind of looks like she's chewing up some food to feed to the baby penises.
Why did
But anyway,
do that?
His name is Drew. That's why. It's like a belt, like a
UFC belt of penises. Are you like some kind of penis champion? Why is that in existence?
The dude won when he took four penises.
I am the king of penises.
Probably a rear naked choke.
Why?
I wish it wasn't a name tag. I wish he just had a picture he just brought everywhere. He's at McDonald's, he just plops it up. There you go. This is what I need to enjoy my meal.
It's pretty upsetting.
Show the crowd so they believe us, Doug. They might think we're just making
this up. Why did you?
Oh my God.
Right. Like, why did you? If you just wore this walking down the street, no one would bother you. The only person who would really notice is probably Hervé Villechaize, because it would be at his eye level. Yeah, I don't. Just to get our attention? Is that what the penis is for?
And
this is kind of like a penis, too.
We're like local pro wrestlers, and that's our title belt. We thought it would be...
Oh, this is your fun belt that, like, one guy has to keep it because he won, that you have to keep. Yeah. And then you just threw Drew on there to turn it into a name tag. Good work, nice. Drew. Yeah. I'm gonna go wash up.
So who wrestles her?
Everyone.
Yeah.
At least three guys.
All right, well, so that's one of the name tags you can pick in a little bit after we play some Build a Title, which will start... As soon as I find a title, we're going to start with Dave,
okay.
And then we'll go to Jay, and then around to Harlan, so Harlan gets a chance to acclimate. And suggested by Littlest Lolo, who I think might be here today. There she is. She suggested Kids in the Hall Brain Candy. Great Canadian film. So... Dave, you need something that ends in kids or begins with candy.
Okay.
Which is kind of my slogan. Life ends with kids and begins with candy.
Ah, whoa. Oh, brother. This is tough stuff, man.
Oh, brother, are we there yet?
Yeah. Kids, end with kids. something, 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 kids, or candy something, something, something.
Do you have a brilliant way of, of stalling?
Of stalling. Oh, you know what movie I like? Where are all the kids?
All right, you're out.
Thank you. All right, I got one.
Okay, Jay.
Spy Kids.
Yes! Boom. It's that easy.
Boom!
Ladies and gentlemen. So now you have
candy be the last word, or does that
have to be the first word? Because you're going to add to the title now, Harlan, with you need a movie that ends with the word spy or begins with the word candy.
Wow. Ends with the word spy.
What begins with candy? I know I have in my head examples of both. They do exist. I keep freaking out at that Sarah Michelle Gellar standee over there, because that would be really neat if she came to one of my shows. But instead it's just fake. But it's a pretty cool name tag.
Spy versus Spy?
That would be a great movie. They should make that. Based on the Mad Magazine cartoon comic, I guess you call it.
So
it was a cartoon.
Spy has to be the last word?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I think you got me, buddy.
You stumped?
Yeah, I'm stumped.
That's okay. This game isn't for everyone. I'd like to say it's for hardly anyone. But some people are good at it. And Jay...
Wasn't there a movie, I Spy? Boom! He said yes, so it means yes.
Fuck. There was, based on the TV series I Spy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Bill Cosby and Robert Culp were in the series, and then the movie were Eddie Murphy and Owen Wilson.
Yeah, Eddie and Owen.
Oh, nice.
I like the way you say that, like, yeah, Eddie and Owen.
Yeah.
It was one of their classics.
I Spy Kids Candy.
I Spy Kids in the Hall Brain Candy. And the other two guys are out, though, so you're our winner, Jay.
Nice. All right. Time to win the next one.
Harlan likes the creepy horror movies and didn't think of Candyman. Candyman.
Oh, right.
You've seen that, right?
I've seen it, yeah. I love that. You say it three times and you get bumblebees on you. Isn't that what it was?
That or Beetlejuice shows up.
Yeah.
All right, so Jay has a point. Do you guys want to try another one?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, let's try one more. This was suggested by Howl's Bowels and the Medium Bus and several other people. Lots of people suggested this title, and I already mentioned it once today. It's Canadian Bacon. So... Who do we start with this time? Start with Dave.
Again?
Yeah.
Canadian Bacon on air.
There you go.
Oh, nice.
Canadian Bacon air.
Beautiful.
All right, Jay, what can you add to that?
Canadian Bacon air up there. One clap and one laugh. They are up there. Isn't that a fucking movie? Am I crazy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What's that one about?
Basketball.
Yeah, oh, basketball.
Yeah, you know, Eddie and Owen.
Yeah. I just thought you were fucking up the movie Up in the Air.
Oh.
I thought you were mangling that title. What?
Is that like Up?
They're very similar, yeah. George Clooney plays a guy who flies around in planes lifted by balloons. Okay, so we have Canadian Bacon Air... Con Air up there. So now Harlan needs a movie that begins with there or ends with Canadian.
Bacon Air up there will be blood.
Yes! And thank God Pete Holmes isn't here right now. Because we would hear Daniel Plainview for the rest of the show. I give you permission to drink that milkshake and die. All right, where are we at? Where are we at? What's going on?
We're at me.
Okay.
Doug, Canadian bacon air, up there will be blood simple.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yes. All right.
Okay, Jay.
The American-Canadian bacon air up there. The rest of that shit.
Nice. The American. We don't have to say the anymore. We can take that out. Okay, so we've got American-Canadian bacon air up there will be blood simple. So, you need a movie that ends with American.
Okay.
Or, yeah, or part of that word.
Okay.
If you feel me.
How about The American? That's the movie.
That's the one he just said.
Oh, he said, oh, that was you?
Yeah.
I thought you were just in my head. Has to end in America.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. American.
Or begin with simple.
Yeah. You got one?
I got one on both.
How much?
Whoa. Show off.
You got one on both?
Yeah, you know, that's
Jeez,
how I do.
Racist. Oh, American Werewolf in London.
It's a pretty sweet learning curve you have on this game.
Right?
Make noises for the rest of the show. Who's next? Is Dave next?
Yeah.
You got something?
Can I do Made in America Canadian?
Canadian? Okay.
Yeah.
People in the audience think you should be able to get away with that shit.
All right. Thank you, audience.
No, that's a good one. Made in America.
Is that a Ted Danson movie that I'm thinking of?
I think so. It's Ted and Whoopi and Will Smith.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I got celebrity. Two.
All right, Jay.
I got one. Yeah. I got two.
You still have two?
Yeah.
After all that?
Yeah, I think you disqualify one, though.
After you added Made?
Yeah. Because one is Made, the movie Made.
Is and the other?
That doesn't count as anything.
All right, so I'll go to the other one. The one that it ends with simplicity. Oh, God, maybe not. Oh, God, it may be
simplicity?
Yeah, thanks. Simplicity. This is a movie. Simplicity. That's just how we say it in Seattle.
Okay, nobody help him. Who's in Simplicity?
Isn't it Michael Keaton or who?
That's Multiplicity.
But if you simplify it, Simplicity. I know there's a movie called Simplicity.
I love that though. That's the first time, probably in the history of mankind, that the title Multiplicity has been yelled out in anger. I mean, except for maybe people leaving the theater after seeing it. But it was a tour de force. Michael Keaton played many characters because it was about cloning or something.
Yeah,
and all of his clones were like half stupid or half smart,
yeah.
Something like that. Okay, well, I'm gonna call Dave the winner of this then.
Yeah. All right.
But we got a pretty good one. We got a good Made in America, Canadian bacon, bacon air up there will be blood simple.
You should have a disqualifier, though. Like a disqualifier. Like, you ever play Angry Birds?
I'm aware of it. I don't play it.
It's a game like sure. You try to, like, use birds to destroy pigs, and if you can't do it, you can press this button, and this big giant black crow comes in and wipes everything out. And with your game, you should be able to wipe everything out just by seeing the movie Mannequin.
All right, I'm going to take that back to the committee that decides these things, which is me, and I'll get back to you.
I don't think it's going to go good for me.
Well, let's see. This next game, everybody has a chance in this next game. It's that kind of game, if you play it right. And what we need from the audience right now is to show us your name tags. There come the penises. Most of the name tags have penises on them. And then, oh, look at that. That's a big shit. A big box right there.
Wow.
Oh, it's got Gwyneth Paltrow's head in it. And it says this side up. That's nice.
Wait, I just got a question. What's in the box? What's in the box? Only he will get that fucking because nobody else. Fuck it. What a piece of shit joke. Give me the fucking
star.
Thing.
Nice. Oh, nice.
Oh, somebody's got candy.
We have to pick one?
Yeah, just anybody anybody that you like.
I gotta take the Death Star. I gotta take the Death Star. Come on. Thank you.
Death Star with candy in it.
Yeah, that's the only
way
to die.
That makes the blowing up of the Death Star even more tragic, that it had all that candy inside.
Not really, because then the whole galaxy gets covered with peanut butter cups.
Oh, Dave Wynn got Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh.
What's in your weird? Looks like you're just holding a diaper.
Yeah, it will be when I'm done eating. It's I got cookies. If I need a little touch up, I got a comb.
What about that bag full of stuff? Is a name tag?
It's right here. It's the fucking whole.
That came out of the box. Seven. I didn't see the seven box.
That's what's in the box.
That's what's in the box.
I got.
But his name is Kevin. Oh, Devin, sorry.
Is there a name
Devin.
On this?
There you go.
It's inside.
Okay,
good. And I can eat this, right, Devin?
Is Buffy, is that the name?
Sure. This guy's name is Reese's.
Now, if your belt came with actual dicks, I would have fucking... Oh, God, why did I even try?
John.
There it is.
Bonjour, it's in French for
you. Ooh.
Bonjour, Jean.
Yeah, okay. John, all right, I got to remember that. But wow, he's really scored with the Reese's Minis.
Mm. Is that part of the thing? You're supposed to have candies?
It's apparently a way it worked. It got you to pick it. Dave picked Buffy because, you know, he's lonely and he can go home with that.
Mm-hmm.
And of course...
Oh, God.
How did you know? Did you know it was going to be candy in there? Or did you pick it?
I just fucking... I love the movie Seven. And then I was like, oh, what is in here? And I was like, I'm fat. There's food. Perfect.
And you're eating it right now. Are there... It's just regular food, though, right? It's not medicated. It's from Subway, okay. Oh, they make the best cookies over at Subway. That's what I go there for, the cookies. Oh, yeah, I'll have one of those.
And now that belt with the penises on it is just the saddest...
No, let's flip it over. There you go. Here you go. I saw your shit hit earlier. I'm going to say it just because I liked it. Dennis Miller after 9/11. Pretty good. Pretty good one. All right, let's do it. Let's play a Leonard Maltin game. Who did I say won the last round? Dave?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, Dave. Dave gets to pick a category, Harlan.
Okay, awesome.
And just like the other games, we'll go to Jay after Dave, so you have a second to acclimate.
Thank you, sir. I think you just say that because you're afraid of dying.
I am afraid of that. You have a tiny Death Star in your hands. You're gonna blow up all of us. Dave.
Yeah.
What do you think of these categories?
Love them.
Ugh of Oobies. It's movies where someone in the film has had their tongue cut out.
Or is deaf.
That was suggested by Dizman7. And then at Snitty suggested mystery movies. And mystery movies are movies where the word mister is in the title.
Ah.
There's quite a few of those, as it turns out. And then Kylie Petty suggested Pig in a Blanket, and that's films where Kevin Bacon has sex. with three or less penises.
I will take mystery movies.
Okay, these are movies that have the word mister in the title, either spelled out M-I-S-T-E-R, or they could be, my phone's freaking out. Or they could be, M-R period.
Got it. Two kinds of misters.
Oh, shit. All right, you get to pick from two different years, from 1995 or 2007.
2007, please, Doc.
You got it. 2.5 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie. He says this movie is about a respected businessman, husband, and father. And he also says that this movie is sometimes laughably absurd. 2.5 stars, 2007. Leonard Maltin lists 9 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Dave?
All right.
Shumka.
I will try to name it in 9 names.
That is a confident opening bid.
I will say 8.
Also very confident. So now, Harlan, you can say 7 names, or you can say to Jay, name that movie. And if you want to say 7?
Oh, and if you miss it, you're out for your...
No, no, you'll still be back
okay,
in.
Okay, I'll say 7.
Then. He says 7, Dave.
I'll say name it.
Okay. See, that's what happens. That's how it works. I'm going to read off 7 out of the 9 names.
Okay.
From the bottom of the cast list going up.
Oh.
So you're not going to hear the top 2 names, yeah.
That could be a problem.
It could be.
I mean, am I going to be hearing the fucking gaffer? Is that what I'm doing? Transport
they
department.
They are cast members.
Okay, that's fair.
For the most part. And I think you have a shot at this.
That's what she
you
said.
You got to keep in mind... You have to keep in mind that the title of the movie has the word Mister.
Mister in it.
Mister.
And it's from 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the clues are probably no help, so I'll just give you the name.
This is a prominent movie that was in theaters, like full release? Or was it like a, you know, Ithaca Film Festival?
Well, you do know how much I appreciate full release.
Thank you, Batman. All right, go for it, buddy. How dare you.
All right, here's your 7 names. And audience, please don't help him. I know you're a nice, friendly audience. Lindsay Krause, Aisha Hines, Danielle Panabaker, Ruben Santiago Hudson, Marg Helgenberger, William Hurt, and third billed person in this movie that has Mr. in the title is Dane Cook. Your co-star from Employee of the Month.
Yep.
I've just narrowed it down. It's not Employee of the Month.
Mr. Deeds.
Oh! That could have been one of them. But no, it was... remember that? It was a serial killer movie with Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
Mr. Brooks.
Mr. Brooks.
Mr. Brooks.
Oh. What was Mr. Deeds?
Mr. Deeds was Adam Sandler.
Oh.
In a remake of Mr. Deeds Goes to Washington, right?
That'd be nice if that serial killer could find Adam Sandler. Mr. Deeds.
All right, so Dave gets a point. Dave is winning on behalf of Buffy.
Sorry, man.
I do like that it's a standee of Sarah Michelle Gellar, and she's got a sign around her neck that for Buffy, it's still the caricature of me, but with blonde hair and a little bit more concern on my face than I normally have, and then the heart and the camera, because Doug loves cameras. And so does Buffy. Okay, so Jay stayed out of that skirmish, so we'll start with Jay this time. And then we will move in the other direction towards Harlan. So you're coming up next, Harlan. So listen to these, to all the information, and give another whack at it.
There's people laughing at me. Just when you mention me getting involved. Getting a fucking complex. Do you not realize I have a Death Star, asshole?
Okay, Jay, do you want at DKTAS Juicebox, nice complicated handle, suggested 4 more years. And while it sounds like it's a tribute to President Obama, It's actually a sequel that came out 4 or more years after the original.
Okay.
Or at Champs 10274 suggested Hot Pockets, and that's movies that have pool halls in them. Yeah. Movies with pool halls in them. And celebrating a birthday today, actress Rachel McAdams. So the films of Rachel McAdams.
Let's go Hot Pockets.
Okay. Would you like a movie that has pool halls in it from 1961 or 1986?
Let's go 86.
Okay. 3 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie sharply made, and he also says that someone involved in this movie picked up an Academy Award for their work on this movie. And he lists 9 names.
I'll say 5.
I'm sorry, 8 names.
Okay, then I'll say 8.
Always a strategist.
Yeah. Put that roll around your head there, Harlan. Figure that out.
Okay, so now we come to you, Harlan.
All right.
And he wants all 8 names, so you can say 7. That would be a pretty safe bet. Maybe.
I'll name it in 1.
What? All right, now we got to go to Dave. Dave could bid 0 names. He could go negative
names. Oh, I can say
names.
0?
If you wanted to, yeah. Do you want to say 0? Okay, he says 0 now.
You know you can go negative?
Yeah, you go...
You can go negative names?
Yeah, if you know, like...
If you're that confident?
If
okay,
you say...
-1,000,000.
We're definitely getting into the gaffer then, if we're going to name that many. No, how many... If you know... This is how it works, Harlan. If you think you know the top billed person in the movie, you say negative, I can name it in -1, which would mean you'd have to tell me the name of the movie and the top billed person.
I could do that.
Okay, or can you go to 2 names? Because then you say -2.
I can go to 2 names.
Think you can go to 3?
Not 3.
Okay, so his bid is -2, Dave.
Do you think you can do them in order?
Yeah, you have to do them in the right order.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Name that movie.
Okay, so first of all, what's the name of the film?
Color of Money.
And who's the top billed person?
Tom Cruise.
And who's second billed?
Paul Newman.
Yeah! That is incorrect!
Paul Newman
and Tom Cruise, yeah. Yeah, Paul Newman had been around quite a long time at that point.
I know, but his career in Falder Tom was a huge star.
And the film was about his character, and Tom Cruise kind of came into his life.
I think I was baited.
I was excited. I thought you were going to pull it off, but that's one of the tricks of the game, unfortunately.
No, it's fun. Now it makes me, I have to dig out of the hole now, which I will do.
Oh no, the game's over. You lost, my friend. No. Dave gets a point. We still keep going.
Yeah. Of course, Paul Newman was the top billed. He's the title character, Jeff Culler. So not.
Yeah, and Tom Cruise plays Bobby Money.
Yeah. Your Death Star's bad luck, dude. Just give me the penis belt.
The Death Star can it be if it's filled with candy?
Yeah.
Although kills you slower.
Yeah.
Kills you eventually.
No. The diabetes star.
So Dave has a point. Jay has a point, but Harlan is. I feel he's poised for a comeback.
Dave's got both of them.
He does. You didn't get a point before?
No. I could lie, but he told him to name it both times.
Told him to name it, or did he tell?
Yeah. Yeah.
We went the same.
I'm not crazy.
We went the same order both times.
Yeah.
Supposed to change the order, you guys.
Never again.
So really, is Dave the winner?
Yeah.
Well, why did I give Jay a point? Oh, I gave Jay a point and build a title. That's what's going on. Look at the right part of the paper, Doug. Well, let's play one more for fun.
All right.
My last chance.
Now that Harlan's getting into the swing of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then back in Los Angeles, we'll have you on again.
Oh, good.
When
you're
done making this TV show. But it's going to go for many years, right?
Yeah, I hope so. It's up to these guys. Y'all got to watch it, damn it. Hope you like it.
That section will watch it.
Yeah.
Fuck. Big TV.
Package?
Package deal.
Deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I don't even want to do it anymore. Thanks for wrecking my career. Came to have a little fucking movie fun, and now I want to join Hervé Villachez. No, I'm kidding.
All right. Well, I, you know, Harlan, I'm just as fault here as you are. Wait, you're not at fault at all. But I screwed up the order that time. That's for sure. But okay, so this time we'll start with Jay and go to Dave.
Oh yeah.
We'll switch the order this time, so you can't do that to Harlan again.
I will never hurt you again.
What a tender pledge you've just made.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jay.
Yes.
The King of Pancakes category. The number one movie 10 years ago to this very day at the box office.
Or.
10 years is too long?
Yeah,
you know. Too hard to remember back that far? Let's go opposite. In theaters now.
Oh, I thought you were saying in theaters in 10 years.
Yeah.
It's like, how much did you smoke? In theaters now?
Movies that are in theaters now. Or your third choice. We were talking about it earlier. At Chives the Butler suggested... Is Chives the Butler one of the characters on your podcast, Harlan?
Yes, he is. Yeah. He's wonderful.
No. You ask him to do things for you?
Yeah.
Is he British?
He is British. He sounds a lot like Michael Caine.
And Michael Caine's a butler.
Yeah.
In some movies.
Batman.
So Chives the Butler suggested you only live 23 times, and that's James Bond movies. Which one would you like to play? Now, 10 years ago, or Bond?
You know what? Let's go...
Think about it really hard, because this doesn't matter at all.
Okay, in theaters now.
Okay. Now, Harlan...
Silent Hill. No.
I don't think Leonard even reviewed that. He doesn't like those kind of movies. And by those kind of movies, I mean shitty movies. I haven't seen it. It might be great. Okay, so Jay, I'm going to give you some clues. No stars, because when Leonard reviews a movie that's out now, he just writes a hell of a long review on the app and doesn't give it any stars. And he says that this movie is intimate, or here, majestic yet intimate. That's good. That's a good way to describe it. And then he also says about it that it is so memorable. Like, this is a movie, when you see it afterwards, you're like, I saw that. I remember that. Wow. So again, Harlan, the clues are terrible. That's part of the fun. And Leonard lists seven names. How many names do you think you get it in, Jay?
Let's go three.
So that's
doesn't matter.
That's an exciting,
let's go one.
Exciting opening bit. What is... Pick one.
Three.
Okay.
My voice, holy shit. Sorry, I don't know, I just went through puberty. Three.
Dave?
Yeah. Majestic, you say? Yet intimate? Zero names.
Uh-huh. All right, Harlan.
Do you negative think you... one name. Oh.
I'm going to punch Buffy in the face if you succeed. Not lightly. I won't ruin it or anything.
It's in theaters now,
I'm
going right?
to throw that pumpkin at her.
It's in theaters now?
In theaters now, yes. Right. Okay, you say negative one, so we go back over to Jay.
I could only do negative one if it's what I think it is.
Okay. But,
so, name that, Mr. Williams.
Okay.
Name movie?
Yeah, what's the movie called?
Cloud Atlas.
And what's the number one top-billed person?
Tom Hanks.
Both of those answers are wrong.
Hey, what's it? Can I guess, Doug?
Sure.
Was it Lincoln?
Yeah, it's Lincoln.
Oh, Daniel Day-Lewis.
And Daniel Day-Lewis, yeah.
Damn it!
It's what? Not out until next week.
Oh, technicality!
I win. I fucking win. Thank you. I fucking win. Thank you, Lincoln, you asshole.
It's out. It was good though. Because it was limited at first and then went wider, but I think it's
limited.
It's already gone wide.
That means my loss should be limited.
No. It went wide. They had to release Lincoln the same day as Twilight because somebody has to fight those vampires. Oh shit. Alright, well, let's go back in time to a simpler time, a simplicity time, when Dave was our actual winner, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Dave is our winner.
So, whoever was this lady?
Hey, give me those penises. Let's put those near. They're Buffy. So the Death Star doesn't have a shithead on the back of it, right? No, so if you would mind coming up here and writing down a shithead for me to share with the crowd here at the end. And can he keep this, or do you want your Death Star back?
No, I couldn't take his Death Star.
You don't want it? Do you want the candy inside?
No, that's...
I'll take some candy.
No. Yeah, take some candy out.
That would be awful.
And is there a shithead on the back of the 7 box?
No.
No, so he has to come up here as well.
I got some.
Okay. So, right in the long one. Did you get some? Here you go. Oh, there he goes. Here's your Death Star back.
Where's our winner?
And our winner's back up there somewhere. Yeah, come on up here and get your prize. Yeah. Buffy. So-called Buffy.
Thanks, John. I tried, buddy. You're proud of me?
I mean, one of the guys even wrote, "Is the shit ad out for me?" in case, because I do forget to say that. Where's the... Oh, there you are. Hi.
Is it Buffy?
Her name's not Buffy. What's your actual name?
Erica.
Hey, Erica. Congratulations. Enjoy your prizes. Oh, your pumpkin. Yes. Almost forgot the pumpkin. Pumpkin. And you want Buffy back too, right? There you go.
You can tell your friends that's
hey,
the pumpkin of a loser.
Hey, wait up. Why is my show just a cult hit? Why didn't those fucking kids like vampires when I was killing them? Totally what she sounds like. You got any road dates coming up, Harlan?
Yeah, I'm going to be at Massey Hall on New Year's Eve in Toronto.
Bam!
Yeah, come on out if you're in Toronto.
Yeah, all these people would be Massey there if they didn't Hall. Hate Toronto so much. Yeah.
Now they got a reason to come visit.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's Massey right. Hall. All right, and Dave, you stop podcasting yourself?
Yeah, it's called the Harlan Highway.
What?
Yeah, stoppodcastingyourself.com for more of me.
Do you think Graham would be better or worse at this stuff than you were today?
I won. Yeah. So worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I meant the whole thing, but yeah, I think you did a terrific job.
I agree.
I'm very pleased. I'm quite pleased with my decision to have you here.
Yeah, ditto.
And what do you got coming up, Big R. Shea? You can see can be seen at Parlor Live weekly.
Yeah. Joe Rogan's coming. JB Smoove and other comics coming through there will be there. And then the BigIrishJ.com, Holling's Worthless Podcast. All right, thanks, guys. All right. Thanks for the support.
Let's hear it for all of my guests. Harlan Williams, Dave Shuka, Big Irish J. Thank you for coming out in the rain. Thank you for selling the Comedy Mix out as of several days ago. I love you guys, and I will definitely be back. And as always, people who think they are psychic is a shithead. people who think they're psychic are a shithead, and Silent Hill is a shithead.
You'll never